are offline.
Eve Radio Live. Powered by TCS Wi-Fi.
It is now time for our social media chat. And today, as always, joined by Carla of the digital law company by Emma Sadlier. Carla, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Jan. How are you?
I'm lekker, sus a cracker. How are you?
Good, good, good. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was great. I had lekker a braai on Sunday yesterday. How about you?
Lovely. Oh, no, great, thank you. Always great.
Yes, that's fantastic. Now, I'm looking forward to today's topic. We're going to talk about screen addiction.
Yes, sorry for interrupting you. I'm also looking so forward to it. I've got a lot to say. So, I think we must kick off so we have enough time to get through everything.
Right. Well, the stage is yours, Carla.
Cool. Thank you so much. So, in today's day and age, we're all pretty much glued to our screens. And if it's not we as adults that are glued to our screens, we hand a screen to our little toddlers or, our teenagers. And a very interesting fact is that the average adult looks at their phone between 50 and 300 times daily. I mean, how interesting is that? Can you imagine that you pick up your phone 300 times daily and look at your screen?
I actually can imagine that, Carla.
It's scary.
It's shocking.
You won't think that it's about 300 times. I mean, I would have said 50, but sure, almost 300. And I mean, I might be one of those culprits that actually look at my screen 300 times. I'm just trying to ignore the fact that I'm having too much screen time.
Yeah.
And with our toddlers as well, and with babies, we hand them a screen because they're crying in the car. We just give them an episode of Peppa Pig, so we can just go drive to the mall in silence. And it's basically a screen for a child these days. It's called a modern pacifier. And in 2018, Healthy Active Kids SA said the South African children are spending more than 3 hours in front of a screen daily. And the University of Cape Town Sports Science Institute of South Africa said that daily screen time for children in school, probably grade 1 to grade 2 matric, must be limited to 2 hours, preschoolers 1 hour, and no screen time for kids under the age of 2. So more than 94% of South African kids exceed these times, and they're not getting the physical activity that they need on a daily basis. Normally kids need about 50 to 60 minutes physical activity on a daily basis. That's not counting the playing outside, and keeping busy at school. That's outside of that physical activity. And I really feel that parents must monitor screen time, and it's something we need to do for ourselves in the first place, because we set the example, and for our kids. And parents need to start using parental controls. There's wonderful parental controls for Android and for Apple. Apple is Apple Screen Time, and Android is Google Family Link. We have a blog on our website about the differences and the pros and cons of each of those. If somebody wants to go have a look on www.thedigitallawcompany.com. And we really need to start looking after our digital well-being. And if you go onto your phone, whether you have an Apple or an Android, I'm sure they're pretty similar, there should be a digital well-being setting. And you actually need to go check out how much time you're spending on Facebook, how much time you're spending on WhatsApp, how much time you're spending on Instagram, Snapchat, this, that, and the other. I think you'll actually be very surprised to see how long it is, because you think you're on Facebook for 5 minutes, but actually you're sitting there for half an hour. And research in 2013 found that screen time of more than 4 hours daily resulted in 49% a greater risk of taking longer than an hour to fall asleep, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the reason for this is, and I'm not a medical expert, but I've done a lot of research on this topic. And the reason for this is blue light versus melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
So blue light is it's emitted by our screens, and it's also emitted by the sun. So obviously, when the sun rises in the morning, it tells our bodies to wake up.
Yeah.
But now it's also emitted by our screens. So now we're in bed at night and we're on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'll get to that now. So just keep that at the back of your head. So the other chemical produced in our bodies is called melatonin. So this chemical is responsible for making us go to sleep. So in the morning when we wake up, our melatonin levels are very low, and then it gets higher and higher during the day. That's why you're tired at night, and that's why you want to go to sleep, because your melatonin levels are high. But the problem is, blue light and melatonin don't get along along very well. And blue light basically eats up melatonin. So now I'm lying in bed. I'm saying, well, let me quickly just go on Facebook for 5 minutes. 2 hours later, I'm still on Facebook scrolling through my newsfeed. And my melatonin gets eaten up by all this blue light that is being emitted by my phone, which means I can't fall asleep. And have you ever felt that when you've been on your phone, you can't fall asleep at night, like just, you know, quickly? It always takes a while. And it's as if you're never going to that deep sleep. Your mind is always busy. And that's why, it's because of the blue light. And the blue light told your body to wake up. So we never go into that deep sleep that we need. And for us to start to remember stuff the next day, like tasks we did today, for us to remember it tomorrow, we need proper sleep. We need proper rest. And it's also melatonin's job to take those tasks and memories that we did for the day and actually make them permanent in the brain. So, I mean, if I don't have enough melatonin to do that, that's why we keep, like, forgetting stuff.
Exactly.
And remembering everything we did the previous day. And it's actually so freaking scary.
Yeah.
And the super, super interesting thing I want to say before we get to the how to reduce screen time part is, what's more scary is that screens are being compared to cocaine usage.
Oh no.
And the same neurological reflex that is activated by cocaine is activated when you receive it, like a text on time, or you get 1,000 likes on an Instagram photo. The neurotransmitter in the brain reward center releases dopamine, which makes us feel good. It's the feel good hormone.
Yeah.
And that is exactly the same thing that cocaine does. So I mean, every single time you get a text on time or you get a like on your Instagram photo, or that dopamine is being sent, released in your brain, and you feel happy. And it's the same as if you would have taken the neurological effects. Now, sorry, not the physical effects. I'm not comparing those two to each other, but it's the same as taking a hit of cocaine.
Oh my gosh! Except you're not sniffing. That is fascinating.
It's very fascinating. So, I mean, people, your parents especially, I know I've been hammering on the kids and stuff because that's where it starts. And we as adults actually need to take action, and we need to start, like, leading by example and setting an example for these kids, because, I mean, they're just on their phones the whole time. Teenagers spend at least 7 to 8 to 9 hours on their phone every single day, scrolling mindlessly through Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook and whatever else they're on. It's scary to think about it. And I have a few tips on how to reduce some screen time. So number one would be the example. That's the big one. Right, so set the example yourself. You can't tell your kids not to be on screens if you're going to be on your screen the whole time. So set the example, be the leader in the house. Number two is have a device-free zone. So make sure that you have device-free zones in the house so that your bedroom is a device-free zone. Phones won't be charged in the bedrooms at night. Everybody will charge their phones in the kitchen, stuff like that. And make time for each other. Plan, sit at a table and have dinner with each other without devices. Put the devices in a little basket or whatever. Whoever reaches for their device first needs to wash the dishes, something like that.
I love it. Works. That's a good one.
And number three would be plan activities outdoors. Plan outdoorsy activities. We're sitting cooped up in our houses the whole freaking time, especially now with COVID. And now that we are actually allowed to go out and enjoy nature and just appreciate everything around you again. So when you go out with your spouse, boyfriend, aunt, uncle, grandma, your kids, plan an outdoor activity. It's fun and you get a nice breath of fresh air. And then number four would be to encourage the kids to get involved with extracurricular activities so that they don't come home from school and then go and sit in front of the TV for 4 hours. Get them to do sports. Get them to play chess, whatever floats their boat. But get them to do something outside of school, and so that they don't just come home and sit there and do absolutely nothing with their time. And my last tip would be, for young kids don't need to play on a device. They need to play with their hands. they actually need to start, they need to develop proper motor and sensory skills.
Yeah.
So you're not doing your toddler a favor by putting them in front of a screen and saying, okay, well, here, watch Peppa Pig for the next 1 hour, and then I can start making dinner. I know it's difficult. Sometimes we have to. I'm not saying don't do it at all, but there's times for it. And there's so many other things that you can do with kids to keep them busy and occupied and not put them in front of a screen. I mean, babies see screens for the first time and they actually throw tantrums because they want to see a screen again. Whether it's a photo of themselves, videos of themselves, they have that. If they see the phone, they actually throw tantrums and they want to see the phone. That's how young addiction starts to screens. So we need to be careful of that, and we need to be mindful of what we're doing with our screens. And, you know, use your blue light filter. It's sitting on every single smartphone now. Put on your blue light filter. Make sure it's on. You know, make sure or set an alarm at night that with the digital well-being on all the phones now, it's so cool because you can set an alarm at night saying at 10 o'clock at night, I don't want to be on my phone anymore, so my phone automatically needs to switch to grayscale, which means everything is black and white. It's boring.
Okay.
You don't look at your phone. Believe me, I did it for a day. I couldn't last a day. I was going out of my mind. Everything is black and white. It's like you're back in 1880. So try that, and it works. It actually works, because you wouldn't believe how boring a phone becomes if you can't have color and if there's no sounds, and it's not like a slot machine, you know. that's the other thing. It's like if you think about it, if you go to a casino, have you ever seen a clock or a window inside a casino floor?
Exactly. Exactly.
There's nothing there because they're trying to keep you there for as long as possible with ever bright lights and the coins that fall, and you hear those ching 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 the whole time. That's exactly the same with social media.
Sure.
They try to keep you there the whole time. Whatever you Google is going to come up as an ad on Facebook. Why? Because they're trying to keep you there for longer. Because the longer you stay on that platform, the more money they make. So think about it. Be a good digital citizen. Look after your digital well-being. Look after your kids' digital well-being. It's very important for us these days. And try not to stay on your screen.
Carla, that's very interesting. I was actually going to ask you about those blue light filters and if they actually work, because I know that the Windows computers also, if you have the latest version of Windows 10, then you also have a blue light filter. And I use it all the time. I kind of find that it's easy on the eyes.
It's much more softer on the eyes because the people who don't know, like you immediately see when your blue light is off, because it actually, the screen is so freaking blue, and when you put on the blue light filter, it actually becomes more like a yellowish tone and it's more mellow. It also like keeps your health calm. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel it just calms you down, and it's not as aggressive as a blue light.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a listener question as well on our WhatsApp line, Carla. If some play 4 hours a day puzzles on the screen, are they addicted? I guess so. They say it's good for the brain. I don't buy that. What do you say?
I feel that there's, like, if you're going to give your child some screen time, make sure that it's something educational that they can do, you know? So do the puzzle, whatever, but not for 4 hours. Like I said, we don't know how old this kid is, but I'll repeat my little information that I have here, that 2 hours for children that are in school, preschool is 1 hour, and no screen time for kids under the age of two. And it's not just about what they're watching. The content can also be dangerous. We've seen content like the Peppa Pig, suicide stuff. There's loads of things outside. The people watching Peppa Pig, or kids watching Peppa Pig, and then all of a sudden Peppa Pig comes up with a knife and cuts their wrists. So there are videos like that outside, and it's on YouTube, and that's why it's safer to have your kids on YouTube Kids and not have them watch regular YouTube. But I mean, it doesn't get rid of the dangers. Some or other way, all this content leaks through. And I've completely gotten off my story now I can't remember what I actually wanted to say. But it's not just about the content. If your kid's going to play a puzzle for 4 hours on a screen, think about the blue light that it emits on your child. Remember, 40 four hours a day is it's 49%. It's a 49% greater risk taking longer to fall asleep. And I mean, do you really want your 5-year-old who actually goes to bed at 7 or 7:30 to now struggle to fall asleep because they watched 4 hours screen time during the day, and now they only go to bed at 9 because they're energizer bunnies and they can't fall asleep?
But it is so true what you said. These screens, they're definitely a modern pacifier. You know, instead of giving a child a pacifier, this is kind of the thing. I mean, I also saw once in a restaurant, pre-COVID now, you know, a couple sitting across us at a table, and the child was just, you know, restless and crying a bit and everything. And instead of, you know, like in the old days, you would get like a little bucket of crayons and you can start coloring in.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what was the first thing that the mother pulled out of her handbag? A tablet. And the kid was quiet for the rest of the evening. Glued to that screen,
and
it works.
You know what? I get it. I mean, it's not always easy. And everybody listening is going, yeah, but you don't have kids. You don't know what it's like. I get it. I really do. But understand that screen time is very, very bad for your children as well. And if you want to save your children from becoming zombies one day when they're teenagers, I would suggest starting early.
Yeah, but they're zombies anyway when they're teenagers, aren't they?
Yeah, well,
most of them.
I feel that's a topic for another day.
Carl, I also want to ask you, what about people like us who really, our work depends on screens? Because like right now, I have 3 screens in front of me to be able to broadcast. How are we excused, or how does it work?
Unfortunately not. That's not how it works. I mean, it's an adult, get over it. Grow a pair, as they would say. But you need to think about your digital well-being as well. You need to start thinking about what impact it has on you emotionally and physically. So at least when you're sitting in front of a screen for 8 hours a day, you need to stand up every 5 minutes in 1 hour and just take a break and just walk around a bit.
Okay.
You know, take a breather, just get away from the screen. And remember the blue light filters. It's very important that you put it on. It really, really does work. But yeah, you need to tell yourself that I'm taking a 5-minute break for every hour that I'm working, and you need to go stretch and just look away for a while. And you know, we also you get spectacles now that you actually can wear just to protect your eyes a bit from a screen as well. I mean, since I've been working in a screen, my eyes have like deteriorated badly, and I think everybody can say that, you know, from going to school, going to university, and then all of a sudden you need to start working on a screen for 8 to 10 hours a day. I mean, it does take a toll on your eyes. So there's lots of stuff that you can do to prevent it, but definitely take a break every 5 minutes for every hour that you work. Just walk, take a walk outside, look at the leaves, look at the trees, and then come back and sit and focus again.
Another,
to look after yourself.
Cool. Another listener question. I spend hours on my phone. Sometimes now I know why I can't fall asleep at night. Please ask Carla if it will damage my brain.
It will definitely have an impact on your brain. It has an impact on your brain emotionally. I mean, it's not going to like damage your brain, like, you know, physically damage your brain. But I mean, the impact it has on you physically and emotionally will be you start. There's people. There's some studies that actually show that people get depressed and anxious, and they actually end up with anxiety because of it. So
sure,
it won't damage your brain in a physical way, but I mean, emotionally, it can damage you completely. You know, depression. And the more you scroll through Facebook and the more you scroll through Instagram, what do we see? Negative, 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 negative. I mean, there's not a lot of positive things on social media at the moment. And you know, the longer you scroll, the more negative you get and the more depressed you get. It's been proven. It's been shown in studies. Go read up about it. There's so many studies about it. It's so interesting. So we need to, if you spend more than 30 minutes on social media, on Facebook, whatever, you start to get depressed because you're looking at all the negative stuff and you're not seeing anything positive coming out of it.
And also the other thing is you're seeing the amazing lives that your friends and family have, and you kind of feel that you don't measure up, and then you also get depressed.
Exactly. That's the thing. And you know what? Everybody looks good on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And Instagram, especially with all those filters.
Yeah, exactly. Instagram likes me nothing. It's the same as Monopoly money. It means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really agree with you.
And teenagers need to start realizing that. Because they get super depressed. There was a study done at UCLA where they took a photo of a girl that she put on Instagram. And on Instagram, they gave her 9 likes for the photo. They took the same photo and they gave her like over 1,000 likes or 600 or something likes. I can't remember what the number was. Exactly the same photo, not photoshopped or anything. Exactly the same. That the girl wanted to delete the photo from Instagram that had the 9 likes because she believed she was ugly in that photo and she looked prettier in the other photo. It was the same photo.
It's the same photo. Oh, my word. Yeah, you know, these filters also aren't good because later on, I find that we actually need to talk about this because it's a completely alternative reality. Later on, people believe that they actually look like they do on Instagram with those filters, you know. It's a warped reality.
I know, and some of these girls that use all these filters, I mean, if they have to go missing and we need to use a photo, we won't be able to find you.
Yeah, thank you. I was actually going to say that as well. If you go missing, we've got a problem.
But yeah, so I mean, but it was. I think today we did a good. This is a good chat.
This was a very, very good chat.
It was good. And if there are any other questions, they can always email me on info@thedigitallawco.com. If anybody has any other questions regarding screen time and addiction.
Okay, thank you so much, Carla. That was great. Somebody's also saying on the WhatsApp line they love your enthusiasm. They can hear your passion. That's great. That's why she's doing it, right?
Oh, great. Oh, thank you.
Cool. Maybe if you just tuned in a little bit later on, it will be up later this afternoon as a podcast on our website, eradiosa.com. Carla, as always, it was great. And let's do it again next Monday too.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye now. That's Carla from the Digital Law Company by Emma Sadlier. Very interesting chat today. Thanks for your participation on the WhatsApp line as well. We'll do it again next Monday at 2 o'clock, our social media chat.